Mandela is being treated. Let's turn to events a bit closer to home here on News Talk Lunchtime now. The Ombudsman for Children, Emily Logan, joins us here on the programme. Emily Logan, good afternoon to you. You've raised concerns in relation to the detention of children in Oberstown and the transition from using St. Patrick's Institution as a place of detention for 16 and 17-year-old boys. What exactly are those concerns?
This work in relation to young people in detention has been ongoing, dating back to 2009, when we took the unusual step of consulting with 35 young people to hear about their experience in St. Pat's. If you move forward to now, politically, there's agreement to close St. Patrick's as an institution, which is very welcome. And in the interim, the 17-year-olds are going out to Wheatfield Prison. And I've been to Field Prison last week, and while it's a very good environment, it's much better in terms of both facility and culture, I am concerned at the end of the day we're moving children from one adult prison to another adult prison, and this is why I'm putting pressure on the government to make sure that the Oberstown project happens, because Oberstown is what's called a detention school, and what that means is that instead of locking children away, they're in a much more caring environment where they get therapeutic intervention, where they get education, because ultimately this is in the public interest, because these children will be coming back out into our communities.
And is that what makes the difference between a detention school and a prison, so to speak?
Oh, it certainly makes a difference, and it makes it an even greater difference for children. We're talking about teenagers, 16 and 17-year-olds, and if they get support, if they get support for the kind of things that they've had difficulty with in the beginning when they go in, because if you remember the profile of these young people, a lot of these children are in the state for years. They don't suddenly appear in the criminal justice system. They tend to be children who've been known for a long time to the state. So the more we intervene in the sense of therapeutic intervention, helping them with mental health issues, there are issues of education, there are issues of substance abuse, dealing with all of those issues to rehabilitate the young people means that when they come back out into our communities, they're less likely to get back into the criminal justice system.
I'm interested in something you said a moment ago, which was that the fact that your office went to the unusual step of consulting 35 people under the age of 18 in St. Pat's to find out what their experience was like. And you found that the culture was detrimental to the young people who were detained there. How did that manifest itself?
Well, firstly, to say to you that I had had no previous experience, I have no personal experience of being in a prison until I went to St. Patrick's many years ago. But in this piece of work, when we went in 2009, the environment is quite oppressive. So the physical environment isn't a good environment. Also, you have young people in a prison where they're adult prisons, so sometimes they need to be protected from the adults. And there was a situation where young people are put into cells for their own protection sometimes. And that could be one of the young people that we spoke to, for instance, spoke about how it felt to be locked up in a cell for 23 hours a day in a cold cell without any clothes. His clothes were removed and he was just left in a pair of Y fronts, and could be in there for up to 23 hours a day for a number of days for his own protection. Now, these are things that were raised. I raised them with the Oireachtas, and they were raised then internationally by the UN Committee Against Torture with the Department of Justice back in 2011. And it's the culmination of a number of people, including myself, saying that St. Patrick's is not a fit place to have children, that it's finally been closed by the Minister for Justice.
You've also said that you've received a solicitor's letter on behalf of a group of staff in Oberstown. They were setting out their concerns regarding this move. What were they opposed to in general?
Now, I think generally that letter that I received indicated to me that there were ongoing industrial relations issues in Oberstown. And one of the key questions that was raised with me was that the staff, it was reported that the staff were not trained to deal with the 16 and 17-year-old boys who were in St. Patrick's. Now, of course, this is a very understandable situation. Some of those boys have been in prison, but the point that I'm making as Ombudsman for Children is that we need now to support the staff in Oberstown to upskill them, because they are, after all, social care staff. They're staff who are used to caring four children. But the way your bridge town is run is it's divided into a section for boys and a section for girls. And generally, the people who work on the side for the girls haven't looked after boys up until now.
If I can ask you, Emily, about something that is not connected to this, but obviously as Ombudsman for Children, you should be in a position, I would have thought, to answer. An Oireachtas report recommending the setting up of a social media regulator in order to manage the negative effects, so to speak, of cyberbullying. Would you support that regulation system being set up?
Well, I think certainly the issue of cyberbullying has come to the attention of our office through our investigative function. We get complaints from parents about the handling of cyberbullying, and certainly there's much more concern about social media, the negative effects of social media. I think what we need to be careful about is that we take a balanced approach, because media and social media can have a very positive influence on children's lives, but we do need to deal with the negative aspects of it. I think it's no harm to hear the government talking about the regulation, because I think that's one of the key concerns, is the lack of regulation or the lack of our ability to regulate some of the very nasty behaviours that happen online.
And also, there is a lot of talk, particularly from the government special rapporteur on child protection, Dr. Geoffrey Shannon, about perhaps making cyberbullying a criminal offence. Would you support that?
Well, I think the special rapporteur has very many years of experience and has a full understanding of what needs to happen in terms of legislative change, and I would feel very confident about any recommendation made by Mr. Shannon in that regard.
Emily, thank you very much for talking to us here at Lunchtime today.
Thanks, John.
This is News Talk Lunchtime, Ireland's first national lunchtime news programme.